ABC News.
Charlie Hebdo, the French satirical newspaper whose Paris offices were attacked in 2015, is to reprint the controversial caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad that sparked the attack. The move has been announced a day before 13 men and a woman accused over the massacre go on trial, three of them in absentia. They face charges relating to the attack on Charlie Hebdo, the killing of a female police officer the following day, and an attack at a kosher supermarket 2 days later. 17 people died in the attacks, 12 of them at the Charlie Hebdo offices. And in an editorial this week, the paper said the drawings belong to history and history cannot be rewritten nor erased. Annette Young is a presenter with France 24 in Paris. She says the attack in 2015 reverberated around the world.
It's certainly a day none of us in the newsroom at France 24 will ever forget, because there was a group of us all standing around just in complete shock when the first wire dropped with one line saying 10 journalists have been believed to have been killed at Charlie Hebdo magazine. And as more and more details emerged, you know, and about just how horrible that these people were murdered in their workplace and the cold, mannered fashion in which these killers had operated, it was a shock that was felt not just in Paris but right across the world. And of course it was the beginning of one of a most traumatic chapter in contemporary French history, because after that we saw 10 months later in November those horrific Bataclan attacks, and again another 18 months later the attack in Nice, and it heralded another sort of wave of terrorism in the French capital. So it was indeed a horrendous moment, and of course we saw in the days afterwards a number of protests of support and rallies commemorating the loss of those journalists and cartoonists. But of course the biggest one being a week or so later, we had several million people flood the streets of Paris to walk down from Place de la République to Nation, being led by 40 members of 40 heads of state, which gives you a sense of just how the shockwaves resonated across the world.
And although, Annette, it was the publication of the controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad that sparked this attack, the paper is going to republish those.
Indeed, and in fact it sort of took our breath away a bit when again we saw that wire appear on our computer screens today, because the editorial direction, or management rather, of Charlie Hebdo decided that they're going to go ahead and republish these controversial caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad, arguing that in the interests of freedom of speech, that they will do it regardless. And but, you know, many, of course, see it as renewed provocation by a publication that has long courted controversy. I mean, Charlie Hebdo is a satirical magazine which has been on the Paris scene for many years, and it's very, very typically French. It's a sort of publication you would only find in France, because the French are passionate about freedom of speech. And, you know, their caricatures and cartoons at times, well, even for me, I found were somewhat high schoolish in their approach. But it's, you know, still loved by many. And, of course, as a result of what happened following that horrendous massacre of those journalists, you know, they went from a print run of, you know, I think around 15,000-20,000 up to millions, and it's been enshrined as a result in the sort of media landscape. So indeed a surprising move, but then again perhaps knowing the history and the editorial sort of viewpoints expressed by Charlie Hebdo in the past, perhaps not that surprising.
And the trial of the 14 people over the attack, what exactly are we expected to hear?
We're going to probably get quite a lot of detail as to the nature of the attack and what actually occurred. And the interesting thing, this is the first time that such a trial will be filmed, primarily for historical reasons or archival reasons as such. But this is the first major trial associated with that event. It was meant to happen a number of months ago, but had been postponed because of the pandemic. So obviously, as you can imagine, there's a great deal of interest. And of those who are going to be tried, three of them will be trialled in absentia, but those three are believed, including a woman, to have been killed in Syria in the years after the event. So there'll be a great deal of interest. I believe somewhere in the order of 90 or so foreign correspondents from around the world have been accredited to cover the trials. So indeed, it will be closely watched.
That's Annette Young, a presenter with France 24 in Paris, speaking to me a little earlier. You might remember too that the attack sparked the tag Je suis Charlie around the world following that attack.
ABC News.